Good morning, Gdansk!
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:07 and I'm joined here with the lovely Ewelina Potocka.
Dzień dobry, witamy bardzo serdecznie. Chris Farman po drugiej stronie mikrofonu. Hello, hello.
Hello, good morning, guys. How is your Friday morning going?
No właśnie, czy już myślicie o weekendzie, czy jeszcze ciągle w pracy? To audycja Good Morning Gdańsk. Znacie ją z sobotniego pasma, ale my dziś rozpoczynamy również w piątek naszą angielsko-polską, polsko-angielską przygodę. Od 11 w każdy piątek będziemy również z wami. I Chris Farman jest cały czas w Polsce, w Gdańsku. You are there.
Yes, all the time, all the time. So we do have those people that know we have a show on Saturday mornings. And of course, now we are here on Friday at the same time, 11 till 12, so you can always join us on Friday as well. So we'd like, yeah, just to welcome you and hope you're having a fantastic Friday morning. Hopefully we will get you in the Friday feeling.
O to chodzi. No właśnie, za chwilę już piosenka taka bardzo piątkowa, ale to za moment. Na naszym Facebooku Good Morning Gdańsk, niespodzianka, a surprise.
Yes, so log into our Facebook page, Good Morning Gdańsk. And we have a small challenge for you. We want to know what you're doing this morning. Where are you? Maybe you're in the office, maybe you're driving the car. I want you to tell us where you are, so you can text us on 603-060-606, but better yet, we want a selfie, guys. Come on, send a selfie. If there's people around you in the office, try to get as many people in there as possible. We took a selfie this morning, and well, basically, you have 13 people to beat. We got 13 people
tak
in our
jest.
Selfie.
Tak jest, to jest silna ekipa radia. Gdańsk, drodzy Państwo, proszę zajrzeć na naszego Facebooka Good Morning Gdańsk, tam nasze zdjęcie radiowe i właśnie do tego też dziś Was zachęcamy. Niech ten piątek będzie przyjemny, niech będzie miłym wprowadzeniem w weekend. Poproście kolegów, koleżanki, a może i szefów z pracy i strzelcie sobie selfie.
We should do some like prize giveaway, yes, for the most amount of people.
Tak będzie. So Facebook Good Morning Gdańsk i oczywiście też SMS-owo jesteśmy do Waszej dyspozycji 603 06 06 06.
Good morning, Gdansk.
Tak, ja chciałam powiedzieć, że 13 minut po 11.
That was the cure. Friday, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, are you people in love on Fridays?
That's fantastic song to start the day with, I think.
And Artur też podoba się Arturowi. Medal dla was za audycję. Wow, dziękujemy panie Arturze, staramy się bardzo.
Thank you, Arthur. But where are you? Where are you this morning? Come on, where are these selfies?
No właśnie, czekamy na wasze selfie z pracy. Poproście, zachęćcie znajomych kolegów. Niech ten przyjemniejszy będzie piątek, bo my nasze selfie już rzuciliśmy. Paige, good morning, Gdańsk.
Good morning, Gdańsk. Yep, even if you have one of those bosses which you don't really like, just go up to the boss, grab the boss and just take a selfie with her or with him.
Exactly.
Just do it. What's the worst that can happen?
No więc właśnie, 603060606 albo na naszej stronie facebookowej. No i mamy Friday.
It's Friday. And what is the plan for today? What plans do you have, Evelina? Do you have any plans for this evening?
Mam owszem trochę planów. Tu i tam, there and somewhere.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
I will be everywhere.
Okay, very secretive.
Tak jest. No a Chris, jakie plany na piąteczek?
So, big news, of course, the Cold War.
Ah, czyli pójdziesz do kina. Na Cold War?
I guess I have to, actually,
no
yes. It's, of course, it's in the Oscars. It has three nominations.
Bravo.
Yeah, very good, actually. Really good for a Polish film.
Zimna Wojna.
Zimna Wojna? Mm-hmm. Okay. So even though, I guess, in the Polish cinemas, they don't have subtitles with the Polish films, which is a bit annoying, but never mind. I can kind of understand the context, so it's not so bad. However, I think it's one of these films that you just have to watch. If it's up for an Oscar, it's something you have to watch.
Thank
However,
you.
I had this conversation with some of my students the other day about going to the cinema by yourself.
O proszę, okay. No właśnie. It's a challenge.
I've never done this. I've never done
Me
this
neither.
Before in my life. Really? People do this,
of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, exactly. But what do you do? It's like, okay, ticket for one, please. Popcorn for one, please.
No tak to jest. Czasami nie masz tej drugiej osoby, która pójdzie z tobą do kina, bo na przykład konkretny film chcesz zobaczyć, a twoi znajomi mówią, nie, no to zupełnie nie moja bajka. To co, idziesz sam.
Yeah,
to jest big step for a human.
True. This is on my, let's say, bucket list. I will try to do this. This weekend, I will try
okay.
to do this.
Okay, so next week I will ask you about this. Ja czasami chodzę na koncerty sama, bo wiesz, to z muzyką jest różnie. Nie każdy lubi konkretny rodzaj muzyki, ale mm-hmm. jeśli mi bardzo zależy, jestem bardzo zmotywowana, to jestem w stanie pójść na koncert sama. Chociaż na początku to też było trudne. Tak dziwnie się czułam alone during the concert, but now it's normal for me.
I think, like, in regards to if you went to a concert, I think it could be okay, because by the time you get to the concert, everybody's very drunk. Yes. And everybody's partying and you can make new friends very quickly. But in a cinema, I just
You focus on a movie.
Yeah, true, but you know, those people behind you are focusing on you sitting there alone.
Oh, come on. They focus on their popcorn.
But if you are interested in going to see the Cold War, it is set in the 1950s between France and Poland. And basically, I won't make any spoiler alerts. But it's about two musicians, and it's a love story, yes? It's a love story. They fall in love, and they try to flee the communistic times here in Poland, and that is where their life changes. That's as much as I know. However, the interesting point is the director, Pawlikowski. Pawlikowski.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, I found out that this film is loosely based on his parents' life.
O proszę. So, tego akurat nie wiedziałam. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
So, Cold War, it's of course one nomination, but we have also other, like Green Book and Black Panther and Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born, which is crazy.
I still haven't seen this either.
Oh, Chris, let's end this conversation.
No. Okay, guys, so we are here with some new music Friday as well. The next song coming up is by Ex-Ambassadors, and it is Boom.
same old shoes with a new attitude. Why would I sing the blues for you?
That's a nice song, Mr. Chris.
That's really catchy. I like it a lot. That is Ex-Ambassadors, Boom. And they are an American band, indie rock band.
Exactly. So, and it was your choice for today.
That was my choice. So you can thank me, guys. It's okay. Don't worry.
Thank you. Okay, so let's go back to the movies. Cold War and Star is Born. Chris jeszcze tego filmu nie widział. Ciekawe, czy nasi słuchacze już ten film zdążyli zobaczyć. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper w rolach głównych. No, a strange couple.
Yes.
But it works.
Lady Gaga in a film? Is this her first film? I'm not sure, actually.
Tak. Okay. Jest to pierwszy jej film i trzeba powiedzieć, że no, wspaniałe osiągnięcie, great achievement, bo ona, Lady Gaga, otrzymała nominację dla najlepszej aktorki podczas tegorocznych Oscarów, więc zobaczymy oczywiście, czy wygra. Yeah. Ale to jest bardzo interesujące, jeśli chodzi o Lady Gagę. Państwo być może kojarzą w sieci w ostatnich tygodniach, taka akcja się odbywa, 10 Year Challenge. Yeah. I w przypadku Lady Gagi jest niesamowita różnica, prawda?
Exactly. And this 10 Year Challenge, some of you guys might have seen this on Facebook. However, Evelina introduced me to this last week. I still haven't
yes,
seen
I'm
it.
There.
But yeah, if you think of Lady Gaga in a 10-year challenge, you think in 2010, it was the MTV Music Video Awards, and she turned up in a raw meat dress, like a bacon dress.
Zgadza się, była
quite strange.
W mięsnym stroju, tak można powiedzieć, w 2010 roku. And today...
Today she looks like quite a sophisticated woman.
Zgadza się. Dama.
Yeah, it's changed quite a lot, but I do find that you do have some singers similar to this. For example, Miley Cyrus. She's a bit of a alternative, let's say. Alternative
no,
kind of person. But now her music has actually got
yeah, the last,
really
latest single with Mark Ronson, a bit country.
Exactly.
Może w przyszłym tygodniu też Miley Cyrus, co dziwne, ale ten utwór jest całkiem niezły i pojawi się może w Good Morning Gdańsk. No i co tam, jeśli chodzi o SMS-y, panie Chrisie?
We've got a couple of SMS-es, yep. And one person, I don't know who you are, you need to leave your name. But
właśnie.
They've been sitting in the office listening to the broadcast and waiting for it. Waiting for you at 2 p.m.
No, gdzie będziesz?
2 p.m.
Od 14.
We start at 11.
Tak, ale ktoś na ciebie czeka. Somebody's waiting for you at 2 p.m.
From yesterday?
I don't know. They are waiting for you. You have an appointment at 2 p.m.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. Dziękujemy za tego SMS-a.
That is, yes, I know exactly who you are.
Pozdrawiamy, greetings.
And of course we have one more person here who agrees that she goes, or he goes, to the cinema.
She?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sama do kina.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, the little changes
exactly,
at the end of the
exactly,
words.
Polish
she goes to the cinema alone, and especially on the movie marathons. The movie marathon, I've only ever been to one, and it was the Halloween. They did horror films. It was the worst. I've never seen these films before, but it was terrible.
I tu stawiamy kropkę, nie będziemy dalej brnąć. Pamiętajcie, selfie na Facebooka Good Morning Gdańsk albo tutaj do nas MMS-y 603-060606. I my teraz, moja propozycja na dziś muzyczna, Balthazar, I'm Never Gonna Let You.
Friday late night, there it is. The soft touch of your hand. I wonder, could I taste the difference? Now I'm no longer in the man, and I don't see it clearly. Must have had too much, but I don't want it another way. See, I must be losing touch. If you see me with another one who's in my arms, just remember not to bother. I'm never gonna let you down again. And if you catch me with another one that's been around, whatever you may think of her, I can never let you down again. It's all about trust. Saturday smooth injuries, we had it coming soon. I wonder, could I hear the difference now that you've changed the tune? I rambled on so anyway, or can we call it quits? And is this what I need to take away? It's checkmate in my mind. So if you see me with another one who's in my arms, just remember not to bother. I'm never gonna let you down again. And if you catch me with another one that's been around, whatever you may think of it, I can never let you down again. It's all about trust.
It's 11:30, and here comes the news with Adam Gosiewski.
Radio Gdańsk, English Service.
RGEN News, the headlines. Italy slides into recession as the Eurozone struggles. Poland's president signs the 2019 budget bill into law. Huawei plans to invest 2 billion zlotys in Poland. And in local news, complications at the railway station in Gdańsk. Good morning. Italy's economy contracted in the last two quarters of 2018. The slowdown is expected to continue into 2019. This is the third recession for Italy in a decade. Italy's problems are having their effects on the rest of the eurozone. At 2.3 trillion euros, Italy's government debt is the fourth largest in the world and the biggest in the EU. This week, the German government also cut its growth forecast for 2019 to 1%, which is the lowest for 6 years. Last week, the IMF cut its forecast for eurozone growth in 2019 to 1.9%, from 1.9% to 1.6%, whereas the EU statistics agency Eurostat is forecasting growth in the eurozone at 1.2%. A new five-year low. North Korea has pledged to destroy all its nuclear material enrichment facilities, according to a U.S. special envoy. In a speech at Stanford University, California, U.S. special envoy Stephen Biegun said North Korea had made the pledge to South Korea and the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. But the U.S. needed to agree on expert access and monitoring mechanisms of North Korea's nuclear program first, he said. President Trump earlier said both countries had made tremendous progress. Speaking in the Oval Office, the president said he would soon announce the date and location of a planned summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Polish news. The president has signed the budget bill for 2019, which is seen by many economists as a good news budget. It forecasts GDP growth at 3.8%, with unemployment at 5.6%. This compares favorably with the eurozone forecast of only 1.2% growth and 7.9% unemployment for 2019. The consumer price index is set to rise by 2.3%. Average exchange rates of the zloty are expected to remain at current levels. Huawei plans to invest 2 billion zlotys in Poland over the next 3 years. The brand will continue investing in Poland, mainly in 5G technology. The company has been present in Poland for 15 years. During this time, Huawei relocated its regional center for Central, East European and Nordic countries to Poland. The center in Poland now manages business operations for 28 European countries. Last year, Huawei paid 630 million zlotys in tax in Poland. There will be no direct access between the railway station and the coach station in Gdansk until April. For the next 3 months, the foot tunnel from the train station to the coach station in Gdansk will be closed. From next Monday, the tunnel under the platforms will be under reconstruction. The only way to reach the coach station will be via the overpass on Horczysko Obłędnik, a detour of 1 kilometre. Once the tunnel is reopened to the public in April, construction work will continue until January 2020. The total cost of work is over 62 million zlotys. The outlook for today is overcast and cold. Minor snowfall late tonight. Temperatures close to freezing. The outlook for the weekend, slightly warmer with skies remaining cloudy.
Good morning, guys.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing. myself.
Let me be your Lady Gaga. Chris, will you be my Bradley Cooper?
If I can look as handsome as Bradley Cooper.
You do. Okej, good morning, Gdańsk. Oczywiście Shallow, Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, utwór nominowany do tegorocznych Oscarów. Quite nice song.
It's a good song. I really like it. And obviously this was written by Lady Gaga herself.
Tak.
And again, it's up for the Oscar at the moment for the best original song.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she's also nominated for Best Actress, which I think it's the first time in the history when something like this happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, Lady Gaga, you would not expect her to be an actress.
Dokładnie. Otóż to.
Very new. We have a couple of text messages.
Tak, dziękujemy bardzo.
I love Marek. Your program is amazing. Thanks a lot, Chris. I like your sense of humor. If only everybody could be like that. And Amelia, you are fantastic. I love this program. Best wishes for the future.
Thank you.
I'm starting to blush a little bit. I'm getting a little bit hot.
Ja mam to samo. Nawet nie wiecie, jakie mam wypieki. Aż parzy. 603-060606 i oczywiście nasza strona facebookowa, which is Good Morning.
Good Morning Gdańsk. Yep, and you can tell us what you're doing this morning on 603-060606. Now, just before the news, we was talking about Lady Gaga.
Exactly.
And how she is transformed, let's say, over the last 10 years.
Tak. I Państwo mogą widzieć w sieci, ostatnio wiele osób pokazuje swoje przemiany, ponieważ mamy taką akcję 10 Year Challenge. The name is controversial.
Exactly. In English it doesn't really make too much sense, let's say. 10 Year Challenge is normally something that happens in the future. But of course, I'm sure, honestly, I hadn't seen any of these 10-year challenges until you sent me a few.
That's why I'm here.
Let's say a few silly photos.
Tak, wymienialiśmy się różnymi śmiesznostkami. Ale Chris ma całą listę takich właśnie 10-year challenge. Is a list. You have it.
10-year challenge list?
Yeah, you have there. W swoich notatkach, you don't?
No.
A, no to
no,
nie ma.
I don't.
Ale w sieci można znaleźć całkiem sporo i naprawdę przeobrażenia, metamorfozy ludzi są bardzo różne.
But some of them as well, some of the 10-year challenges was about the development. You can see some about the Polish city, Trójmiasto, any different parts of Poland. It was about the development. But getting to Lady Gaga, though, it's...
No jednak, Lady. No co tam? No mów.
She has transformed, like we were saying. Back 9 years ago, 2010 Music Awards, MTV Music Awards,
tak.
She turned up in a raw meat dress.
Tak, to już mówiliśmy właśnie. Państwo pewnie pamiętają ten taki jej strój mięsny. No tak, ona była kontrowersyjna. That was her plan. for being famous.
Of course, to stand
but
out.
I think, yeah, but today she has nothing to prove. I mean, she's already a star. A star is born. We see it. And I think if she fits perfect for this role.
Yes, yeah. I need to go watch this film, honestly.
No.
This weekend I will go and watch this film,
Cold
I promise.
War, a star Cold is born. War. Ale Bohemian Rhapsody już widziałeś.
Bohemian Rhapsody, I've seen twice.
Oh, proszę.
I've seen twice. Yeah,
it's We will rock you. Bardzo dobry film też, prawda?
Fantastic film. If anybody hasn't been to see this yet, you really need to. The actor Rami Malek is up for the Best Actor Award, but he has some like stiff competition. So he's up against Bradley Cooper, Christian Bale. So there's some competition there for him. However, I really think he could be a winner here for best actor.
Praca, którą Rami Malek wykonał, by przygotować się do tej roli Bohemian Rhapsody, jest naprawdę gigantyczna. He's just like Freddie Mercury sometimes. I mean, like, like perfect. Not sometimes he is in the role, but basically he's just him.
Yeah,
and it's amazing.
I love how they managed to actually find somebody with kind of similar looks as well,
tak.
You know, with the whole mouth, the extra teeth and all this. It's tak. Really something, yeah, quite new and interesting.
Tak, tak. Ale na liście też jeszcze Black Panther. Ja nie widziałam tego filmu.
I can't believe you haven't seen this. Okay, it's a boys film. Let's say it's a boys
no
film.
Właśnie,
it's a Marvel boys jest. Film. But fantastic film. I would 100% recommend this to anybody. And this is up for the
też Best Picture.
Best Picture, yes.
Exactly.
And
chyba nie tylko, ale na pewno w tej kategorii Best Picture jest nominated.
Yeah, there's some other nominations for the Best Outfits as well.
Tak.
There's quite a few nominations for Black Panther.
No i oczywiście piosenka też, Black Panther. The song from the movie.
Yes, coming up next, we do have the Kendrick Lamar song.
Tak. Nominowany do najlepszej piosenki z filmu.
Yep, nominated for the best film song, yes?
Exactly.
And this fantastic song, I love this, absolutely love this. So honestly, if you're in the office, if you're driving the car, crank this up quite loud and let it play.
Oh,
That was Kendrick Lamar. And that is a famous Black Panther song. Fantastic, fantastic film, fantastic song, I think.
Uh-huh, okay, dobrze.
Evelina's not so impressed. She prefers the Lady
Shallow,
Gaga.
Shallow, I'm for Lady Gaga.
We do have a couple of text messages very quickly, and I have to say a huge thank you to Anna. As I am still sick, I am still spending time at home and trying to cheer myself up with a spa. And she has sent in a picture. She has sent in a selfie, which looks quite...
Tak, to jest maseczka taka specjalna. Pani Aniu, ja też takich używam, uwielbiam je. To są takie maski, które imitują zwierzęta. Cudowne, cudowne.
Exactly. Hopefully it'll make you look... right now you don't look... yeah.
She does look perfect.
Don't go outside wearing that, okay? You're going to scare people. But fantastic. Thank you for sending in the selfie.
Tak jest. Przypomnijmy jeszcze ten nasz numer oczywiście, 603060606, co po angielsku brzmi?
603-060606, tell us what you're doing this morning.
Tak jest. Oscary when?
Oscars, they are coming up in about three weeks on the 24th, Sunday the 24th of February.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously right now, the Oscars, they still don't have a host.
Oh.
They have no host. Their idea for the host was going to be Kevin Hart, the comedian, the American comedian. However, there was some complications due to some homophobic tweets that he sent out quite a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he refused to apologize for these. And so he just declined from hosting the Oscars, which is quite a big deal, let's
mm-hmm,
say. So right now they are still searching for a host. They also spoke about the possibility of not having a host.
Oh.
So I don't know
revolution.
How that...
Revolution.
Exactly. I don't know how that would work exactly. But Kevin Hart, some of you guys might know him, the American actor. He also has a film coming out very soon. It's already released in the UK and America, but it will come out in Poland during the middle of February. And the film is called The Upside. And it's actually a comedian take on the French film The Untouchables.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
Wspaniały yeah. film.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Wow. We agree.
Yeah. And he's basically done a comedy side to this film. The ratings, the critics are all loving this film so far, so we will see. I'm looking forward to seeing this one.
Mm-hmm. No dobrze, to ciekawe, co się stanie podczas Oscarów. Czy będzie prezenter, czy też nie, gospodarz tego święta filmowego. Natomiast my, ponieważ już powoli będziemy się żegnać z Państwem, mamy jeszcze kilka propozycji, co można robić w weekend.
Weekend. So luckily we have some friends at Tri-City News who have...
Pozdrawiamy.
Yes. They have provided us a list for weekend plans. So those people, obviously now it's coming into winter, it's quite difficult to make weekend plans because I think most people want to stay at home during the weekend. Yeah, it's...
No, people, listen to us. Now you have a whole list of Greece prepared for you.
We do have a list. And for those people who are music fans, it's a fantastic weekend. So tonight we have at the, how would you pronounce this? The Boto or B-O-T-O Theatre in Sopot?
Boto.
Boto. Okay. Boto. Boto Theatre in Sopot. Jazz Lights. It is a painting and sound concert. So it's a jazz concert. Looks very good. Or if you are somebody who wants something a little bit more intense, then we have Prodigy Night. My pronunciation as an Englishman is terrible.
Oh, proszę. Sphinx 700, this is the place.
Exactly,
in Sopot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In Sopot, that's happening tonight as well. Saturday, and actually during the whole weekend, in Gdynia, we have the Music Theatre. And they will be showing The Witcher. Have you seen The Witcher?
Wspaniały,
yeah.
Koniecznie, you have to go.
It's
a musical, cudowny, fantastyczny. No, mogłabym teraz godzinę o tym mówić.
I've seen like clips, but I haven't actually seen it. However, the fantastic thing is it has English subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
So for all of those foreigners here in Trojmiesto as well, you can go and watch it and you don't have to worry about understanding anything. The show will be in Polish, but there will be English subtitles, which is fantastic. And tickets are normally available online and also at the door. And on Sunday, those football fans, we have the Super Bowl. To be honest, I'm not really a big fan of this either. But the American football teams in the Tri-City, so we have the Seahawks in Gdynia, and you've got to help me with the pronunciation here. The how do you pronounce it? The Gdansk team, the football Biała Lev. Okay, Biała Lev Gdansk. So we have the Seahawks in Gdynia and Biała Lev. Don't laugh. They have prepared something for you football fans. So the Seahawks will be in Gdynia on Sunday from around 10 p.m. And they will be in the Whiskey on the Rocks bar, where you can chat with them about the season, how it's going, and you can actually watch the Super Bowl with them and their games. And Biała Lev will be doing something very similar, but in Gdansk, in the La Vida Loco Tapas bar.
No, proszę.
From 9 p.m. So you can find out a lot more on our Facebook page at Good Morning Gdansk. We have put up the link there from our friends at tricitynews.pl.
Ja mam jeszcze dwie propozycje. W sobotę od 11 Good Morning Gdańsk na antenie Radia Gdańsk. To jest najważniejszy plan na weekend.
How could I forget that?
No właśnie, panie Krisie. I jeszcze jedna propozycja ode mnie. 6 lutego, to będzie środa? To będzie środa, zgadza się. W klubie B90 wystąpi artysta znany doskonale Polakom, nazywa się IMX. To jest oczywiście jego pseudonim. Muzyka rockowa, elektroniczna, alternatywa szeroko pojęta. No, jeśli będziecie tam, to z pewnością się spotkamy. Klub B90, IMX już w środę. Okay, so that's it for today.
That's it for today, but guys, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, 11 till 12. So hopefully you're excited. You can't wait. You probably can't sleep tonight.
We are. You can still be with us. Facebook page, Good Morning Gdańsk.
Good Morning Gdańsk. Post any questions, maybe post some selfies, whatever you like, just go for it.
Chris Farman, thank you very much.
Thank you, and Evelina Potocka, and we will see you tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Zgadza się, bądźcie z nami, a teraz na koniec rzeczony IMX i Sailor.
Good morning, Gdańsk!